This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Okay, so we're in the studio. We're ready to go. I almost fell. And you just, like, didn't even try to help me.
It's all part of a plot, Felix. I've just been waiting.
You didn't try to help me.
And I can take over. Me desperté queriendo ser alguien manejando sin saber.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
Oh,
let the chisme begin. We better have some good chisme today, Felix.
Don't look at this. Okay, and we will have great chisme because we're presenting new music, some new releases from the last few months or so, and we have a whole list of stuff that we're going to go with. And what are we listening to right now?
Oh, well, thank God, Felix. We're starting off on the right note. I'm going first. We've got Agosto from Prati. Agosto me despertó otra vez. En agosto me desperté. So, Felix, I feel like we've been saying for a while that it's melancholic summer. Like, for the past few summers, we had Un Verano Sin Ti. We've had all these moments of, like, sad, reflective, which, you know, We vibe with that. We're all about the sad, reflective, melancholic tracks. And Prati, our classic Mexican bedroom pop girly, really went all out on the melancholic summer pop track. I mean, I love hearing this from her. It's just bumping along, reflective, got this minimal production under her. The thing that struck me the most, Felix, I don't know if you noticed this opening line. Me desperté queriendo ser alguien manejando sin saber a dónde iba y quién era, pero sin querer volver. Which translates to, I woke up wanting to be someone driving without knowing where she was going or who she was, but without wanting to return. Like, okay, let's sit with that thought, Prati. Like, that really got me going, and I just love she does some really interesting creative lyricism, and this is a gorgeous example of that.
That's a great way, great summer tune to keep this going. Nice call. Okay.
Don't sound too excited,
no,
Felix.
No, because I'm thinking about how it mixes perfectly to the next track. This is from a guitarist named Dario Acosta Tyke. He has a great new album called Acostango. It's a rumination of like seven original tunes on tango mixed with jazz. And it has the same kind of summery vibe, believe it or not. We didn't plan this, but it has the same summery vibe.
We never plan it, Felix.
All right, check this one out. This is called Selva Niña. Dario Acosta Tyke is from Argentina, and while he comes from a country with rich musical traditions, he's become known for pushing and expanding those traditions, and then he made a full tango album. That's what this is, okay? Fully embraced the sound he grew up hearing. The album's called Acostango, and it's seven original tunes that incorporate jazz and showcases a bit of the improvisation of a very defined tradition, but also his own touch. Again, Acostango, the artist is named Dario Acosta Tyke. Check it out.
Track, Felix. The change in tempo there was really, it just like kind of keeps you gripped a little bit the whole time, and I love a song that does that, like makes you think. I haven't seen, honestly, I think, seen or heard music quite like that since I saw Mabe Frati in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. it really took me back there. Just like the whole improvisational jazz experimental thing is really cool.
And, you know, for many years, like, if you were a Latin musician here in the United States and you played jazz, it had to reference back to the Afro-Cuban tradition, which is rich and glorious in its own. But within the last, I don't know, 20, maybe 25 years, there are a lot of other musicians who are pushing their own ethnic backgrounds, right? Their own cultural backgrounds from Argentina, from Colombia, from Ecuador, from all over. And it's mixed with jazz. And this guy is one of those musicians that is pushing that envelope. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Okay, your turn. What's up?
All right, big pivot. So, you know Felix Cagliucci's...
Yes.
We've got a new track from her with El Alfa, with JT. It's called Muñequita. This one I was really surprised, excited by. It's definitely moves quicker and has higher energy than a typical Cali track. But the fact that she brought Dominican rapper El Alfa and then JT coming from a totally different space and put them on this track together is just like one of those next level mind-blowing what is happening in Latin music things that just kind of, I don't know, it keeps us all on our toes a little bit. It's really exciting to see. And she's gotten pretty dynamic, I think. I mean, she has one of the most unique voices. It's true. Just point blank out there in the bigger pop Latin space right now. And she just continues to really collaborate across spaces, which is awesome.
I like that you're bringing in music that is so different.
We could not have pivoted harder, Felix, from this that last track.
Yeah, we're going to do it again. Okay, hold on to your hats. Check this song out. This is a track called Amor Astra, and it is by a guy named Eric Hilton, and the vocal is Natalia Clavier from Argentina. Eric Hilton is one half of a very, very influential band here in D.C. called Thievery Corporation, and they're more like a collective. They have all kinds of musicians from all over the world here based in D.C., for many, many years, at least a couple decades, they were touring the world doing all kinds of really cool, laid-back, almost down-tempo electronic stuff. And Natalia was the voice of that for many, many years. And now Eric Hilton is, what, like I said, one half. He's got a great new record out called Corazón Kintsugi. And Natalia is the lead vocal on it. And this is where this is from. Astra. This is exactly what I think of whenever I think of them. It just gets better and better with these guys.
You know, Felix, I do love a smooth vocal. And I was going to make a joke. I don't have many. But I was going to make one saying that you had picked almost an identical song to Cali because they were so different. Haha, very funny. But I would almost argue that there is some intersection here. I feel like the vocals on both, the vibey, smooth energy, like there is a synergy around someone like Natalia and Cali.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And it speaks to, you know, I hate to keep doing this, but it speaks to, you know, that big umbrella we call Latin music. There are interconnected pieces, even though the music is so different. Mm-hmm. Right? There's a thread, okay? Take notes. There'll be a quiz at the end. Okay, let's see. Let's keep going. Your turn. What do you got?
Okay, so my track is coming from kind of like new cumbia artist Estevi and, of course, our man Cuco. And the name of this song is El Paso. This a Mexicano pride show, but also like a little bit to make it a Mexicano pride show. Cuco and Estevi, I never would have guessed pairing the two of them together. Obviously, we've talked about Cuco a lot. Estevi is brand new. She's coming out of the Southwest. She's got this really cool cumbia vibe. This song is actually coming off of her upcoming EP called Cumbialicious. I am so obsessed with that name. I'm like, how has no one done that before?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a total icon. She's very cool. She's got the whole, like, they're calling her, like, the Gen Z cumbia pop queen, which I love because it's kind of happening adjacent to a lot of this, you know, regional Mexican stuff we've been talking about. More on that later. But this is, like, her really carving her own path, I think, in a different space. It's cumbia specific, and it sounds really nice. Like, it sounds pretty straight ahead, but with a little bit of a flair to it. I love it.
It sounds very cumbialicious.
Cruzo las montañas sobre pie para decirte que te ves bien.
Te quiero.
Lo bueno, pero puedo aprender.
¿Cómo?
Solo para que te acaricie.
Cruzo las montañas sobre pie.
Okay, speaking of collaborations between an artist and one of our favorite artists, you know, most people would think of percussion and drums when they think about Cuba. But pianists also come to my mind because the Cuban piano tradition is rich and it has an amazing historical backstory. And I've covered it on the show many times because I'm such a fan. Alfredo Rodriguez is one of the many younger pianists to come from the island who very much musically illustrates that the piano is classified as a percussion instrument. Did you know that? Within the orchestra. It is.
I definitely didn't know that.
Well, the Cubans definitely make that real. And when I say a collaboration, his new record, he's got a single out. It's with our friend Sima Funk. Great new track called El Llamado. Check this collaboration out. Got you dancing in the studio here.
That's right? I'm always dancing in the
studio. That's true. That is true. You got a point there. You know, I met Alfredo back in 2011 when he was just starting his career. Since then, he's made music that expands the tradition in a very straight-ahead jazz Afro-Cuban way, and then still, as you can hear in this one, grooves deep in that very cool, deep groove Cuban piano tradition. And Sima Funk, man, everything he touches seems to turn to gold, right?
I know, seriously. You heard me audibly gasp when I saw his name. I was like,
yeah.
And it delivered 100%. You were so right about the piano.
Yeah.
100%. It comes in this like incredibly beautiful percussive way. It's amazing. It like carries so gorgeously. You can't not dance to this.
The name of the track is El Llamado. Alfredo Rodriguez has an album coming out called Coral Way, and it's coming out in a couple days. Something to look forward to. The whole album is great. I've heard the whole thing. You're listening to Alt Latino. We're playing new music. We'll be right back after this break.
These days, news comes at you fast. But the truth? Getting there takes time.
There's something that hasn't been disclosed yet.
Embedded is a podcast that takes the time to look beyond the headlines.
How did this happen? How did we get here?
With original documentary storytelling. Listen to NPR's Embedded wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Carvana, on a mission to make car buying more convenient and affordable than ever before. In minutes, you can browse thousands of options under $20,000. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today to get started.
Do you ever wish you could get your stories in 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? Or maybe you're sick of doom scrolling, getting your news in bits and pieces. That is where Embedded comes in. We bring you documentary series that will change the way you think about things. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
You are listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
And we're playing new music.
Well, I'm really excited about this next track.
I guess so.
It's called Mi Viejita, and it's by Apache as well as Neblina and El Black.
Fuiste tú, ese padre que nunca pude tener. Ya se me está poniendo viejita y no quiero que me deje solo. Me fui pa' cumplir mi sueño y comprar una casita pa' todos. Ya se me está poniendo viejita y no quiero que me deje solo. Me fui pa' cumplir mi sueño y comprar una casita pa' todos.
Up in bachata, let's go.
Listen to that.
I know, right?
Very nice.
La mujer más hermosa del mundo ya se me está envejeciendo. El tiempo volando, carrucas saliendo y sus nietos que siguen creciendo. No puedo quejarme, más bien le agradezco porque de ella vengo dichosa que soy de poder ver sus años de oro. Gracias vida porque a mi lado la tengo. Échame la bendición.
Okay, who are these guys? Apache, right. Neblina, and...
So, they're all Venezolano. Apache is a pretty big, pretty sick Venezuelan rapper who is our new friend, Felix. He came in the other day for a little performance in the office. Can't say what yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. But you were asking me before we taped, oh, what about Apache? And I was one step ahead of you. I brought in a track from him today. This is so cool to me. Them rapping over a bachata beat. I mean, it's like, I honestly can't really think of times that I've heard that, and it flows so gorgeously. He is such a master of blending hip-hop beats with traditional sounds, and he's been around for a while, bringing a lot more, like, protesty style music to Venezuela, and this one's a bit of a sweeter topic as well, so I really loved this one.
Okay, so as the theme seems to be today, the next track that I'm going to play is surprisingly very similar, but in a different way, okay?
This is,
just here, let's just start it. This is called Ya Me Voy by the Mexican Standoff.
Me voy lejos de tu vida. Empezaré por recoger mis cositas. Encontré a un muchacho muy extraño. Me hace feliz lo que tú no has hecho en años.
Listen, hear me out, okay? Because I hear a connection in the passion of the vocals, mm-hmm. and in the way they're explores a little bit of Mexican folk tradition. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me explain. First of all, the name. You know how in a movie where there's a bunch of bad guys and everybody's pointing the gun at each other and one guy moves and everybody's gonna off each other, right? That is known in cinema as a Mexican standoff. And that slightly twisted, slightly subversive approach to music is exactly what this band is all about. It features three vocalists from Southern California, Fernando Ulibarri, Ali J, and Nancy Sanchez. I've played them all on the show here at some point or another over the last 13 years. Each is an accomplished vocalist in their own right. They got together to react to some of the adverse social climate during the Trump era, okay? And they were using music to make statements. But it's extremely musical, with great vocal harmonies, great lead vocals. I'm a big fan of the band. And they told me that they're working on an album with two very high-profile Mexican folk and regional musicians coming in the next year, Flaco Jimenez and Los Tex-Maniacs. So they're stepping up their game, bringing this great, great concept to a full album length, and you just can't go wrong. I really, really like these guys, and I like what they're doing.
I thought it was super fun, Felix. It very much gives that energy that the name and the story and all of it kind of carries. They do something really fun with this.
Last track of the show, what do you have?
All right, so I schemed myself an extra track, Felix.
Yes, you did. I noticed.
In case you didn't notice. I'm bringing in, off of the new Danny Lux album that is not out yet, but will be at the end of the week. So yes, you're all very lucky, a gift for you. This is called Como Te Lo Explico.
Te sueño despierto y mi corazón solo se imagina cantarte canciones de amor.
Aw, Felix. Our sappy sireno king, Danny Lux. You know, we cannot have a new music show without talking regional. It's the genre de mi verano, maybe de mi vida, and he just blends the genre so well. Starts kind of pop, and then it kind of like sits back into that 12-string beat that's really the backbone of the song. Like the piano, the guitar, the bass, they all feel like they're pulling kind of those same slides, those same beats that they would in a pop country track, and I found that so fascinating. Because we talk about this genre and how it is, like, there's so many parallels to country music, and there's so many parallels both culturally and sonically to country music. And I feel like listening to him do this song, it feels like it's like that marriage. We're like seeing this synergy, the alignment of these two genres, and almost like this person that is like slightly peripheral to the movement, very much a part of it, but he's not doing corridos tumbados. So it's like, he kind of has the opportunity to play a bit more and showcase that alignment, which I think is really interesting.
And as we've talked about, and this is an ongoing conversation, it's part of our ongoing conversation about Mexican regional, there's always been a historical tie between Mexican regional, Mexican music, country music. It goes back to Johnny Rodriguez in the 60s, like even before that. Because if you're living in Texas, you're listening to both, right? You're speaking English, Spanish, you're listening to both. This is a really good example of how it sounds now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, it's not new. Like, the marriage of Mexican-American culture being represented sonically like this, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, and another topic on the Mexican regional scene, Yaritza y su esencia.
Oy.
Okay?
Felix, we do have some chisme today, huh?
Okay, so talk a little bit about that.
All right, so you have Yaritza y su esencia. They've been doing some press, talking a lot, doing some interviews. They're all pretty young, Felix. We know this. We've spoken with them. They said in an interview, basically, that they didn't like Mexico that much. They thought the food was better in their home of Washington State. And people really freaked out about this.
Sí me gusta, pero no me gusta cuando me levanto, como me estoy durmiendo, porque se escuchan como los carros y las sirenas de los policías y todo.
Pues a mí la neta, yo estoy aquí como por más tiempo, pero no me gusta mucho la comida aquí. Me gusta más de donde vivimos.
Bueno, fíjense que el grupo Yaritza y su esencia los han de haber estado escuchando porque están en el ojo del huracán. ¿Qué hicieron? Pues ahí van y hacen comentarios negativos contra México.
They were talking about being cancelados and, you know, everywhere canceling them. There was a very, very strong reaction to their comments. And you know what? There is precedent. And it reminded me of years and years ago when Selena said something similar. She did a press conference in Mexico, and she couldn't speak Spanish correctly because she wasn't raised Spanish. And she got a lot of grief for that. And, you know, it touches on sensibilities of cultural interpretation of Mexican culture on either side of the border.
It's interesting because, again, you do have people celebrating that in-betweenness all the time. We have artists all the time writing songs. I think about, like, you know, Ni De Aquí, Ni De Allá, and that comes up all the time in so many different tracks. And so there's almost always this tension of both celebrating that sentiment when it's brought up almost like in the right way, but then being really prepared to attack it and be critical when it almost feels like it's an accident. And it's just like an honest, accidental representation of that identity versus like someone explicitly being like, this is something I'm proud of, like join me in that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody has an opinion, you know? I'm cutting them some slack.
You cut everyone slack, Felix.
Well, that is true.
But I would agree with you there. Yeah. I mean,
you know, you're only as good as your last record, man. So, and their last record was great. And they're about to go on tour. They're about to show that, in fact, there are people out there who still admire and respect them and want to hear them because their Southwest tour is very, very busy, if not sold out. Yeah, it's an ongoing story. And we are an ongoing story, and we have to bring this to a close. You have been listening to All Latino from NPR Music. Our audio producer for this episode is Janice Yamoka.
Our editor is Hazel Sills, and the woman who keeps us on track is Grace Chung.
Our jefe in chief is Keith Jenkins, the VP of Music and Visuals.
I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you so much for listening.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Anthropic. Their Claude 3 model family is enterprise-ready AI. Haiku is fast and cost-effective. Sonnet perfectly balances skill with speed. And Opus sets new intelligence industry benchmarks. Visit anthropic.com/Claude.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.